October 29. But now being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruits unto holiness, and the end everlasting life, Romans 6:22. In the letter to the Colossians, the Apostle Paul says that having understood our spiritual union with the Lord Jesus in his death, burial and resurrection, we find a new life coming into us, Colossians 3:1-3. Our affections for earthly things have now decreased, and we have a longing to know more about God's kingdom, to live a pure life, to know God's will, and to understand heavenly mysteries and to serve the Lord more fruitfully. When a wound becomes infected, it gets filled with pus, but when it heals, you find the old flesh getting fried gradually and new, clean flesh forming. In the same way, when the life of the Lord Jesus comes into us, old things like hatred, malice, jealousy, and enmity dry away and new attitudes appear in their stead. Colossians 3:8-10. That is why we read, "Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering," verse 12. These virtues come by themselves when the power of resurrection works within us. When a seed is sown in a garden and watered daily, after a few days a little plant comes out from the earth without any sound or noise. Later on the leaves appear, and in due time the flowers and the fruit. But all this happens very quickly. In the same manner, the life of the Lord Jesus will also work in you, and you will find in your heart patience, meekness, humbleness, long-suffering, and forbearance. Everyone who has wronged you, you will have a desire to forgive you, and the same love will come into you and make you forgive others, and will keep your heart free from bitterness and hatred. Heavenly peace will fill your soul. Your heart will be full of gratitude to God, and you will end every day with thanksgiving as you constantly remember how the Lord Jesus Christ suffered for your sins and forgave you. As we see in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. At one time you might have been wasting your time with novels, magazines, cinemas and such like things, and you had no hunger for the Word of God. The new life of Christ brings in you a great hunger for the Word of God and a great love for the Savior. The divine life you receive fills your heart with spiritual songs which you love to sing any part of the day or night, and they bring peace and comfort to your heart.